WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
Hour three of Brian's Beat. Well, you know, one thing I'm noticing, it's staying lighter just a little bit later now. Anyway, we started off the show with John Bullard, former mayor. He is going to be speaking 6 p.m. Thursday at the Wamsutta Club. And he's going to be talking about his book, Hometown. Now, just a quick one, going back over Hometown for a second. So I'm reading at the beginning, and again, first time ever meeting, ever having a conversation with John Bullard. Seems like a nice guy. You know, seems like the type of person you'd want to go down and have lunch at Destination Soup and, you know, shoot the you-know-what. But I have to wonder, he got into the preserving of the old buildings in downtown New Bedford, and I wonder if he didn't go down that particular road, what would have happened to the buildings? In other words, if Whale got beached, so to speak, what would have happened to some of the buildings that we see in downtown New Bedford? My thought process says New Bedford either becomes a ghost town or somebody comes in and revitalizes. You might have had the old buildings torn down, but something new pop up in its place. Now, it's easy to sit there right now and say, phew, I'm glad they didn't do that. But who knows what would have happened if that old charm were torn down and the city restarted. You might have a city that's even more active than it is today. And one of the questions, you know, because we only had an hour, I never really got to ask him, you know, you are big for the fishing industry, big for the wind renewable energy business. These two aren't very compatible right now. You know, what course do you think they should take? Didn't really get into that. We got a lot covered, though. The Brian's Beat quote of the day presented by Low Cost Air. America does not go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. I have to give a snicker or two to that quote from John Quincy Adams, our sixth president. I wonder if he would come up with that quote today. All right, 508-996-0500. If you listen to ABC News, whether you believe ABC News or not, the reader of the news says that the United States is ready to help Iran if need be. Who's he helping? And it begs the question, if he is lending a hand to help Iran, do you want our troops on the ground there? What kind of action could we possibly take? I mean, if we're busy warding off the folks on Greenland. And here's the other thing. We had a caller during the tail end of hour number two who wanted me to understand that the Russians are ready to take over Greenland, or, you know, they are approaching. And yet There's no sign from NATO. Okay, here's a good one. Denmark is a country in NATO. Denmark refutes that the Russians or the Chinese are anywhere near encroaching on Greenland. I don't know where that caller got his information. And I, as I like to say, I'm here. I'm not floating around in the ocean trying to figure out, well, the Russians over there, submarine down there. But I know the Danes would be interested. And I know the president of the United States has a way to embellish stories. The Russians have their hands full with Ukraine right now. And I know Ukraine is land and Greenland is, you know, ocean, basically. So I take what Denmark is saying. I'm taking what NATO, outside of the United States, is stating. And none of them are saying anything close to what the president of the United States is saying about Greenland. All right, 508-996-0500. Thank you and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have a question about downtown. What's happening with the Keystone Building?
You're going to have to help me. Which one is the Keystone Building?
The Keystone Building. Okay, it's across the street from, well, it's on Union Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's across the street from the side of the Star Store that's on Union Street. It's kind of like, I think it's just like...
See, I thought the Star Store was not on Union, but on... Well, I guess the corner of it is, yeah.
Right.
Union and Purchase?
Right. But across the street from the Star Store.
That big open... gap?
Yeah.
Looks like a cavity?
It. Yeah.
I don't know.
That used to be the Keystone Building. It was a...
So I'm thinking, which one's the building? There's no... In my time being here, I don't think there's been a building there.
Well, I'm 80, and I used to love that building. It had beautiful furniture. I don't know. I miss... I mean, it's a big hole now.
Mm-hmm. And so you're
doing anything with it?
I don't know. I here's what I see when I go down Union, and for the longest time I didn't see this. Woman friend pointed it out to me. There's actually what I like to call a scrimshaw, but it's really somebody has painted up the wood that's the fencing over there. Otherwise, I have no idea. I think I've seen people look. But I don't know that anybody has bought.
I see. Gosh, it seems like prime real estate.
Well, I suppose, but prime real estate isn't inexpensive.
True.
And you would have to... look, I guess you can think about apartments there. That would be a pretty odd place to put apartments in between a couple of other storefronts. But... it wouldn't be the first time, probably won't be the last, but I don't know. That's
there's a huge apartment building going up in the area.
Yeah, you know, like a couple of blocks down. Yeah, right. You're absolutely right. And I said down, I think in both directions. You're going to have a mixed use at the block after Acushnet. What is that? Water or front? No, water or second over there, and then the one that's between 6th and 7th, 7th and 8th, where the registry used to be.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So They're building on both sides. The housing is big. I don't know that I would want to buy anything in the city right now. Certainly nothing that is single family. Maybe multi-family, but and certainly not downtown. Say again.
I think it's an eyesore.
What part is?
The Keystone Building. That's a big hole.
Well, it is. Yeah, but what's going to go there? What would you, if you had the money and the inclination, what would you put there?
That's a good question. I'm going to have to think about that. Because almost anything would be better than a hole, but...
I don't know. I'm going to have to disagree with that because almost anything could be something really tragic. I mean, you want something that's going to be an income producer, whether it's apartments or stores or whatnot. It's too big a spot for a single family home. And I guess you could try to put a store there, but what kind of store? Supermarket? Nah.
No.
Yeah. Well, but you have to start thinking of, let me go back a second. So now you have all these apartments that are popping up, as we just talked about. Are people supposed to get in their cars and go over to Price Right or make their way down to the Basket Market? You know, if you had a supermarket downtown, that could be convenient.
How about a Whole Foods?
Yeah. Can people afford the Whole Foods?
Yes.
They can?
Yeah. Quality? Yeah.
Oh, I think there's quality. I agree. But I'm talking about the residents of New Bedford. See, Whole Foods, if New Bedford were the size of Providence, I could see it, but where it's nowhere near the size of Providence and the income level is nowhere near what you can find in Providence, it makes it very difficult for Whole Foods to survive because not too many people are going to go from Fairhaven and Mattapoisett, Dartmouth and Westport to go to downtown New Bedford to go to a Whole Foods. Not enough people. But I do like Whole Foods. I go to Providence to go to Whole Foods.
Me too.
Yeah.
Maybe there are more of us around.
I think there are, but what it comes down to, if you're a supermarket, you're doing things on a very small margin. So you need people coming in on a constant basis in order to survive. And you would need a market. Framingham does well because they have a much better income base. Population is less, but they also have folks from Natick and Southborough that meander to, and Sudbury, that meander to Framingham to go to that store. You don't have anywhere near the population in Fairhaven, Acushnet, Westport, Dartmouth.
I'm going the other way. I'm thinking Marion, Mattapoisett. Big money there.
If that's the case, yes, there's big money, but not a lot of people. So if I'm Whole Foods, and I'm thinking about the market that you just brought up, I'm thinking about putting something in Wareham. Because that's a lot closer for that market that you're talking about. But you have to have the space.
Well, it's a thought.
It is. And look, the Whole Foods folks might be looking at it. Trader Joe's might be looking at it.
That'd be great, too.
Would you be willing to switch out Trader Joe's for Whole Foods?
No, I think I'd stick with Whole Foods.
Stick with the Whole Foods.
Anything's better than a hole.
Then I guess we should forget about Whole Foods. All right.
Touché.
Many thanks. I do appreciate your call. Look, if you know what's going on, I had no idea what that building was or that space was. I call it the cavity. So that's what it looks like. 508-996-0500 to get on to the program today. Maybe somebody else does know. I don't know. Hello.
Hello? Oh,
yes.
It's me again. I'm sorry. I meant to hang up, but I'm the Whole Foods lady.
Yes.
I'll just hang up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. That was a... Okay, fair enough. So getting back to... Well, look. I played a little piece from Christy Noem earlier today. Now, this is before different videos started to come out about the incident last Wednesday. And before I saw anything, I remember saying to a woman friend, ICE, I don't know if I said it like this, ICE shot, but something akin to the fact that ICE agents shot and killed a person in Minneapolis. And, you know, that's devastating news. And then I read what Christy Noem stated. And the first thing that went to my mind, because at this time I have not seen any of the videos. I've heard the story. I'm watching news reports. I'm listening to the mayor of Minneapolis. I'm listening to the governor of Minnesota talk about this stuff. And the mayor said he saw the video. So he was already apprised of what happened. And basically he stated that the accounts from Christy Noem and the president of the United States were, just going to use the initials, BS. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy is really ticked off. I mean, you could hear it in his voice. You could see it in his expression. And I get it. I understand. He had warned not to bring ICE into the city. 2,000 agents came into the city anyway. He and Tim Walz stated that there's going to be trouble. There's going to be, somebody's going to get killed. And it happened. And it happened. At that time, I had not seen any video. But I did sit there, as I've stated today. I'm wondering, what did, you know, let me be clear. At this time, we don't know who the victim was. And I'm thinking, did an illegal try to get away? Because why would ICE agents be walking down the streets in Minneapolis, you know, unless they had somebody to something? That's their job, isn't it? I mean, if you want to say this is why you elected the president, you elected the president to go after the worst of the worst. And so I want to give the benefit of a doubt. I don't know anything about what's gone on. But I'm hearing the mayor, who I know is not a friend of this administration, and he's going off like a firecracker. I mean, he dropped F-bombs. He did the BS. And I'm thinking, wow. Then I saw the video. Excuse me. Before then, I saw the printout of what Christy Noem had stated. I'm thinking, domestic terrorism. So that's making me think, well, this isn't about somebody that's here illegally. I didn't know, still had no idea who the woman was that got shot. I did know it was a woman. There was no name attached to the person. Nothing about a partner. None of that had come out. But Kristi Noem knew. The president of the United States knew. And I got to tell you, while there was a brief sigh of relief. No, that's not true. There was no sigh of relief. It was a sigh of angst. Because I'm listening to all this domestic terrorism stuff and I'm thinking, well, who is this person? And then word trickles down. Again, before I saw any video, that she's Caucasian. Okay, well, you can still have a Caucasian that's here illegally that they're trying to track down. Then word comes, she moved from Colorado. You know, I'm going back and forth. Then finally it comes out, U.S. citizen, and it just harks back to what I've stated. Look, these guys do not care. And anyone who wants to sit there and try to make ICE out to be good in this particular case, never mind the administration. But Kristi Noem, well, look, here's Kristi Noem. You listen.
It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened, it was our ICE officers were out in enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased.
She tried to ram them. She didn't do a good job of it. I asked a question earlier. I know people are apprehensive, like I am. But if the ICE agent shot to defend himself and others around, then why is there this policy about not to shoot at motor vehicles that are in motion? Question. If the ICE officer is shooting to defend himself, he must be scared about something. And I heard from another caller who frequently calls on Saturdays. And he stated something that I have heard. I don't have any clarification on the fact that that this officer who pulled the trigger was in, I believe, Iraq for a period of time and was apparently rammed or hit in another incident. That tells me that that person should not be on this particular mission. That person should not be on this particular mission. However, he was. And so he may have been thinking. And here's the other. Here's where I step back and I say, I don't know exactly what I would do if I was in the ICE officer's position. If I see a vehicle coming at me, I just, you know, and I've got a gun, I might think, better get them before they get me. Whether that's protocol or not, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, this is what you think about in the heat of the moment. If I am an officer, an agent, and I'm thinking, this has happened to me before, I'm going to make sure I don't get hit again. Probably whipping out the weaponry. And so I asked the question before, if it's okay for the ICE agent to shoot at this woman in this particular case because he's trying to defend himself, maybe the other agents, maybe other people, but definitely himself. Is it okay if this woman is scared because she's trying to defend herself? If she had the weaponry, would it have been okay for her to do the same thing? Because she has seen video of things that ICE has done. And she could be terrified. She could be fearful for her life. And I don't want to get into what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But in essence, we all have that equal right to protect ourselves. So, again, I can't put myself in that position. But you know what? I think I know a couple of cab drivers that wouldn't think twice. Wouldn't think twice. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You know, this fella, the cop, he overreacted because he had already been hurt, and he panicked, and he, that's what I think, and he just shot her.
Great possibility.
But you know what? He shouldn't have killed her anyway. You're supposed to shoot to maim.
Yeah, but you know, I won't argue that. I think you're absolutely correct. But when you're thinking in milliseconds, who's, you know, he probably should have aimed at the tires, but who knows what happens in that particular case?
Well, he had the phone in one hand, they said, and the gun in the other, so he wasn't really, whatever he was doing, I don't know.
So you, again, your thought is the person that shot is also the person that had the camera phone camera, whatever?
Yeah, because earlier on BSM, I heard that he had the phone in one hand. I don't know if it was on the news or somebody said it. The phone in one hand and the gun in the other.
Well, again, I don't know about that. I'm thinking that somebody else shot that because I would find it hard to believe that the person with the gun and with the phone are thinking both at the same time. But you might be right. I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know. To me, it seems like it's a lawsuit. But with President Trump, you know, on their side, I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm sorry. Say that again, please.
I said it seems like it's a lawsuit to me, but with President Trump on the ICE side, I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, I think you're right. There is a lawsuit waiting to happen and more after that, because J.D. Vance seems to believe that this is something where the shooter gets total immunity, and I'm not sure that's the case.
No, and you know, what was wrong is they should have let the cops come out, and they didn't, so that's wrong right there.
They shouldn't have let the cops come out where?
Come out there because there was protest and then they didn't want the police out. They were told to stand down.
Well, here's the, and they also, they being ICE, when a doctor approached to check on the victim, they would not let the doctor check. It was difficult for the ambulance and paramedics to get down to the victim. So there's a lot at play here. Worse is that the FBI is now trying to commandeer total control of the investigation, basically leaving the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota out of it. That is a gross miscarriage of justice right there.
Well, I was thinking that to myself, you know, since Trump's been in office, a lot of people with this ICE have been killed.
Yes, quite a few.
But some people seem to think it's okay. So I don't know.
You know, I don't know what to say to that. You know, I think I've said enough, and it just seems to fly over the moon. So, but if that's the United States of America, then I'm in the wrong country.
Well, she was a U.S. citizen, too, you know.
Yes,
what I
she
mean?
Was. But if nothing else, that goes to show you, and I'm being serious when I say this, you're not safe, no matter who you are. With them around, you are not safe.
I don't. They were like afraid, I think, because something to do with them against ICE, and they were all day long. They were doing something. Did you hear that?
Since I don't know, all day long they were doing something. I don't know what something is.
You know, she was involved in. There's a thing against ICE.
Yeah, there's a lot of things against ICE.
I got to look it up on YouTube. Huh?
Yes, there are a lot of things going on against ICE.
Right. Well, she was in that group. So they were even more, you know, what's that word? They were hyped up, the ICE agents, about it. And when they said, get out of the car, you know, and this morning, Paul's a lawyer. He said that she didn't have to get out of the car.
He's right. The same thing that played out in the North End a few months ago. Don't have to get out of the car. And to the people that think that, yes, you do, you have to obey. We've got rights. It's pretty well enumerated. However, what we also have at play here is a despot who believes that he can just rearrange what the Constitution says to his own liking.
Who, Trump?
Yes. Right. And his administration. So I should say we have despots or despotism going
on.
Well,
I like some of the things he's doing, but sure. It's the way he does things.
Yeah, correct. Bingo. You hit it.
You know what I mean?
Yep. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I do appreciate it. 508-996-0500 to get on to LeBeat. Hello.
Greetings, Brian. What's going on?
Just winging my wang.
It's what you got to do these days, man. Because if you wang your wing, you're going to fall off balance.
I'll leave it at that.
We're in rough times, man. We're in funny times, man.
I don't know what's funny about it.
You're going to laugh, man, or else you'll cry. You know that crisis is order a solution. And out of the crisis that was 9/11, the DHS was established, right? And we had the Immigration and Naturalization Service and the United States Customs Service that were merged and became ICE, the slang for crystal meth. That's what they call ICE on the streets.
Yes.
I mean, crystal meth, ICE. So unless we go back in time and really investigate what really occurred on 9/11, we're never going to go back to what we were before, man. And it just seems like it's going to be crisis after crisis after crisis. And to adjust to these crises, they're just going to write new laws. And the laws are going to be so vague, and they're just going to tell the people, just play it out as it comes. You'll figure it out. And it's getting to the point, man, where this ain't the country that I was born in, man. It's becoming something so insane that when the Democrats come in, and they're going to come back in. I just wonder if their police state is going to be you think it's going to be a little kinder police state, or just going to be directed in a different direction?
I think you're great point. I think that the police state stays, and you're going to have to get used to a new set of directives.
Yes.
I mean, immigration will be different, but how school is handled will be changed. How healthcare will be handled will be changed. Those kind of things. That's what you can expect going from 2026, 2028, I should say 2027, 2029, like that.
You know, why?
Unless for some reason, as Steve Bannon has stated, there are already plans in the works for the president to be on for a third term.
Who knows? Maybe martial law gets thrown down. But you could ask yourself, why J.D. Vance? Why did Trump select J.D. Vance, who was only a senator for like a year and a half before he became the vice presidential candidate? I'm going to answer that question, which I think he was supported by Peter Thiel of Palantir. And it's this Palantir organization with their AI that is establishing a massive surveillance state to capture all our texts, all our emails into one giant database. So where we're headed, man, it's going to get very, very troublesome. It's like, do you want your police state jello soft or concrete hard? Because it's coming. And there's a lot of people I hear on a lot of different stations, a lot of hosts that are begging for the police state because they're so scared. They want security. They're like, I'll give away this whole country. Just keep me safe and secure.
Got you. Hey, thanks. Do appreciate the call. Wow. Do you feel that we are slowly creeping toward a police state? It's kind of difficult to sit here and not feel that we are inching in that direction.
And in our school, we never have any delinquency problems. We never have any dropouts. We never have any disrespect for authority or disrespect for parents. We don't have any kind of juvenile delinquency. All of the things that the regular school system is complaining about, we aren't plagued with those same problems in our own school.
This is WBSM.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-221-6085. 800-221-6085. 800-221-6085. That's 800-221-6085.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's beat.
First of all, I wish the state officials in Minnesota would investigate why you have so many people who are using their vehicles and other means to actually interfere with a legitimate law enforcement operation. The precedent here is very simple. You have a federal law enforcement official engaging in federal law enforcement action. That's a federal issue. That guy is protected by absolute immunity. He was doing his job. The idea that Tim Walz and a bunch of radicals in Minneapolis are going to go after and make this guy's life miserable because he was doing the job that he was asked to do is preposterous. The unprecedented thing is the idea that a local official can actually prosecute a federal official with absolute immunity. I've never seen anything like that. It would get tossed out by a judge.
It'll get tossed out by a judge. Which judge? Which judge, JD? What do you know that the rest of us don't know? 508-996-0500. I got a text message here from Tim. And this goes to a caller earlier wondering about the cavity on Union Street. Keystone Building will be market rate apartments. Whole Foods is opening up in Seekonk. Okay. So that Keystone site, market rate apartments, and Whole Foods is going to open up in Seekonk. I guess that's closer than going all the way out to Providence. All right, let's continue with your calls. Hello?
Hello? I was just listening to J.D. Vance, and I support him.
Yes.
And if I had my way, I'd send the ICE agents more 9mm ammunition so they could kill more of these communist activists. She had pursued them all over the city over the last few weeks, and she knew what she was doing, and she played a stupid game, and guess what? She won a stupid prize. And I know you think you know everything, but do you consult the strippers at the King's Inn when you come up with your point of view? And now, that's all I have to say. You're the dumbest bastard on WBSM. Good day.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, I think I'd rather be the dumbest bastard on WBSM than to think that you want to give other people weapons, bullets to go around shooting others. Thank you very much. I gladly wear that hat instead of yours. 508-996-0500. Now, I don't know if this woman, those women, were actually following ICE around, if both of them were doing it or one of them was doing it, or where that kind of information came from. Because I have been followed, but just to answer your question, I did not consult any of the women at the King's Inn in regards to, or any of the men at the King's Inn about any of this, but just to let you know. By the way, who did you consult in order to know that these communists were following folks around? See, in the United States, as a person who is definitely not a fan of communism, in fact, I lean in the opposite direction. But communists are allowed to be in the United States. They are allowed to protest. If they are U.S. citizens, they have free reign to do so. And you want to kill more U.S. citizens. That tells me a lot about you. Okay? So I'll gladly wear that dumb bastard hat. And they call me the idiot. 508-996-0500 as we march our way down. I guess I should ask, do you agree with that label that I've been hit with? Do you agree? Or what information, more so, what information do you have? Where did it come from as far as these women following ICE around? By the way, There's no law against that. There's no law against protesting. And as I stated earlier, if they have a right to shoot, don't you have a right to protect yourself? And it's sad to have to ask that question in the United States on this date, January 10, 2026. But I got to tell you, if somebody is approaching you and you're feeling scared, you know, whether they're ICE agents or you don't know who it is behind that mask, and you see somebody coming trying to get into your vehicle. I know women that go through self-defense training, and I'm sure that there's some at the King's Inn that have gone through self-defense training. They use mace. But I know a lot of libertarian women that have gone to the firing range. And if they felt like somebody was threatening their life, they know how to use their weapon. And I don't want this to come down to that. But there seems to be this feeling that ICE is superior to the people. They are a part of the people. They are not superior. And when it comes to, they should not be doing anything with U.S. citizens. Now, if they were going on a job, all the power to them. And there's reason to believe that they were at least heading in the direction of a job, but they approached where this other vehicle was. It wasn't that this vehicle just happened to get out there and try to block them down. So we got some real problems going on here in the United States. And I'm the dumb bastard that's going to sit here and try to help us wiggle through them. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, is this the radio station?
Yeah, I think it is.
How's it going?
I am. How are you?
Not bad. I was just wondering, you said that these ICE agents were responsible for all the deaths here, or the death of this young woman?
Well, they certainly shot her, yes.
But wouldn't you go deeper to the root of the problem, and why are all these illegals here that need to be exited out of the country? Wouldn't that be the fault of the past administration, or do you still blame that on Donald Trump?
No. You see, you usually don't blame another outside incident for a current incident. Now,
why are they here? There's millions of people that shouldn't be here, and that's not Donald Trump's fault, I don't think. Maybe you can enlighten me on how it is.
Yes. Well, for one thing, again, you don't send people. You can send people into a city to try to do something, as these ICE agents supposedly were there to do. But they are ICE agents. They are not local police.
Okay. This isn't the United States. This is a federal. So the federal institutions don't have authority over local police. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you, and I think we've had lawyers on the program that have already stated that.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. That's your point, but
no, it's not my point. It's what legal people say. You know, at some particular time, you gotta read the. Keep my calm. You've got to read the Constitution, and then you got to know what state and local laws say. You know, it's easy to be a Trump fan and think that he's doing the right thing. It really is. Now, the border problem has been cinched up, and I applaud Donald Trump for what he did at the border. But he was warned, and there's no reason to be sending 2,000 ICE agents into Minneapolis. And yet, he did it anyway. He is provoking. That is what he is trying to do. He is trying to provoke folks to get him to the point where he's got to come up with an insurrection act or maybe declare martial law. And I'm agreeing with the mayor of Minneapolis. Not a fan, but I'm agreeing with him in this particular case. Not a fan of Tim Walz, but again, they're both on the same page about this. And many other leaders around the country, whether they're Democrat and the Republican, you notice how the Republicans are now pulling away from the Trump administration. We have got some big problems in this country.
If we lose the midterms and we lose 2028, some in this room are going to prison, myself included.
WBSM.
It takes two hands to handle a whopper.
If you missed today's Brian's Beat quote of the day, it's already up on Facebook. I'm just curious if you agree or think it's nonsense.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org, a campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back to Brian's Beat.
I watched that yesterday, and there were a lot of different forms of it. But there was a woman screaming, shame, 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 shame. She was an agitator, probably a bad agitator, but in my opinion, she was an agitator, a very high-level agitator, so professional.
We're going to lose this chance forever, because you're never going to have another Trump. Say you want a rebel.